Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Naked Thoughts podcast. I'm your host, Tiana. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I think that if I just say it with so much conviction that it'll be so true. I am great. I feel great. Really do, though. I feel good. How are you doing? How's life? How are things? Miss you, bestie. I'm sitting at one of my favorite coffee shops here in town, and I don't have my journal. My laptop is dead, so I'm not doing this in the normal manner that I usually do, but for some reason I felt like recording sounded great. It's the day after the 4th of July. It is the 5th of July. I've never been the most into the 4th of July. I don't think it's my favorite holiday. I'm not very patriotic. Recently, I actually had this experience where I went to an island, like a island that's by where I live, and they did a summer solstice festival. It was the coolest fucking thing. Like, they had a whole ass farmers market, a bunch of like the locals walked in this parade, and like they were like dressed up in the coolest fucking costumes, like a giant sun and a giant moon, and they're just parading around town, like dancing, all like little kids, older people, like everybody's involved. They're walking around with fucking djembes, like banging that shit. It was sick. And then they all like convened in this local area where like the farmers market was, and they just like partied. Like, I've never seen anything like that. And it was epic. And like the people on that island just like worship fucking mushrooms, basically, is the vibe that I was getting. And I was like, dude, this is the best place on earth. Like, people are just walking around super fucking granola. Like, it was sick as fuck. It was sick as fuck. And my friend was like, this is so much better than the 4th of July. Like, we should be doing this instead of the 4th of July. And I 100% agree, because America has this weird fetish with itself, like this weird obsession with being the top dog. And it's like, for what? What are we really winning at? Because I don't see many dubs. I don't see many dubs at all. I see a lot of fuckery. And so I don't know. I fucked with the vibe on that island. It was really, really dope. And I'm fucking with the vibe of this lady that just walked by. She's pregnant as fuck. I would say probably 8 months pregnant. And she is full belly out wearing like parachute pants that are like tie-dye, but in earth tones. She's got a little bandana in her hair and like a backpack on. She was the best vibe. She was hella cool. Walking around in her sandals. Like, she's a vibe. And I've been really calling that toward, like, that's been gravitating toward me lately, which is funny because in high school, that was something that gravitated toward me a lot, but I kind of pushed it away in a way. And I went toward this more like 90s R&B like vibe and style and like in a lot of different ways. But I'm going back to all that earthy shit, man. Like, I don't want to wear pants ever. I just want to be in like a very tiny, tiny top and like the least amount of like uncomfortable clothing possible, if that makes sense. I don't know. I'm going back to my roots, yeah. Tired as fuck. I went down to the marina the other day, and I did some. Fuck, that coffee's fucking good. I did some shrooms by all the boats and shit, and it was really fucking cool. It's funny how like quantum physics says that everything is made of energy, and energy never dies. And like, I think about that a lot when I'm going through my day-to-day life, because especially specifically in terms of like thoughts. So your thoughts are energy, and when you think things, you know, they go out into the universe. They have to go somewhere. They don't die. And that's like part of the science behind like the whole manifesting shit. is that you're sending out energy with your thoughts. But like lately I've been noticing material things and the energy that even still material things possess. So like all of those boats had so much character, so much personality. They were all so unique, and in their own ways, they all had their own energy and they were all different. And it was really cool because when you're on shrooms, all of those feelings are heightened. So I could feel their energy. I could feel their difference in personality. And it was really, really cool. So I was sitting down next to this one boat that was like a sailboat. And then to my left, there was like this big red, I would call it like, it wasn't a ship, but it was like a ship, but mini. So shaped like a ship, but it was just smaller. And that probably sounds so stupid. People that know about boats are probably like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard anyone say. Well, guess what? I fucking said it. Anyways. So I sit down. I'm chilling. I'm watching the ocean as the top of it turns to literal, the perfect glass reflection of the sky, which was like pink and blue and fucking, and it was sunrise. Like that morning I woke up at 3 o'clock and I couldn't go back to sleep. So I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to go watch the sunrise at the beach or the marina. And it was such a beautiful sunrise. The water literally looked like glass. I can't explain this, but like, as I started to trip a little bit more, it has emotion. And this is also what I mean when I'm talking about energy. Like when I was sitting out there, I could see things vibrating. Like I could see the atoms in the water, like moving. It was fucking crazy. And like the beautiful thing about tripping on the beach too, is you get little friends. So like, as I'm sitting out there, I'm just chilling. And all of a sudden I hear something like breathe, like, and I look around and I see a seal, and it was the cutest little dude. And he was like swimming around and he noticed me. And so then like what he would do is he would like be off to my left, right? And he would swim toward me. Like he would swim to the right, like as if he were gonna pass me. And he would turn straight on and like come toward me, and we would be making eye contact. And then he would just go into the water and disappear. And he played peekaboo like that with me for a solid 30 minutes until he like fucked off. And he went like a little ways away, but I could still see him. And he was just chilling, like laying on his back or something. I don't know. It was a really interesting thing that this thing was doing. But then he like jumped out of the water at one point, and like, I can't even explain it. He was just like doing tricks. It was crazy. And like to be on shrooms and to experience that was like so surreal. It was such a beautiful experience. And yeah, I had just like really good conversation with myself. I think I came to conclusions a lot about a couple of things, which is always nice. Like I always try to go into my trips with intention, because I don't think that shrooms are a mindless drug. I do not think that they are like a recreational drug. Do I think they're fun? Absolutely. But for some reason, I just feel so deeply that they are more of a medicine than anything else. And so I try really hard to be meticulous about the way that I am just treating them and what I'm doing with them. So like, I don't know. My intention is always to like deepen my connection with self, but also this time it was kind of just to like, to be. And I think the next time that I do shrooms, my intention is going to be like learning more about what I like. I'm on this journey right now of like self-exploration. I'm trying really hard to figure out who I am. But like, how do you do that? You know, because it's like, be yourself, be who you are. And it's like, well, what if you're not the most aware of that? And like, how do you become more aware of who you are and what you truly like? And so I've been like sitting down and asking myself questions. So I'm like, okay, let's start with like, I don't fucking know. what is something that I like? I know I like music. Okay. What kind of music do you like? I like R&B. Specifically, excuse me, like 90s R&B. Okay, who's your favorite 90s R&B artist? So you see that rabbit hole? Like, that's what I've been doing to myself, trying to get down to the nitty-gritty, like, what do I actually like as a person? And like involving that more in my personality, because I've been surrounding myself with someone lately who is just full of life. Like, there's not an inch of their personality that isn't filled with something. Like, just one of the most eclectic, but like, I don't even know how to explain this person. It's beyond me. But just so full of personality, and I'm obsessed with it. And like, I want to become like that, like full of personality. But I'm also very weird about authenticity. Like, I hate it. I hate to see a copy and paste. I really, really do. And so I'm like, how do I like not mimic it, but like, how do I create my own version of just like full of personality, Tiana? You know? Hold on, we're taking a sip of coffee. So I've been exploring myself a little bit more lately, which has been really fun. And also, firm believer, you can only get as deep with other people as you can with yourself. And I've been really craving connection lately. Because what something I was talking about with myself while I was tripping was like, the reality of the situation that I'm in, we'll be blunt and we'll be honest. When you break up with someone that you've been with for 3 years, the way I was looking at it yesterday, and thank God for my sister-in-law and her wisdom, because I love her, but the way I have been thinking about it was like, holy shit, like I really like snip snappetied like half of the life that I had been living and got rid of basically all of it. Like that was my thought process. Because like half of the world, half of the people that I saw, half of all the activities I did was pertaining to like his family and his like his friends and shit like that. And like when I cut that off, like I naturally, I don't know. I'm not the type of person that's gonna like go and hang out with your parents after we break up. Like I have a certain level of respect for that like healing process and also just like space. Like I'm not gonna do that. And so I don't. And so therefore, like I kind of just like that part, there's a certain emptiness that now I get the opportunity to fill. And my sister-in-law yesterday, I was talking to her about it. She was like, well, you don't have to look at it like that. Like you didn't lose them. You just like, it's all about your perspective. And I was like, yes, it is. And I don't feel shitty about it, but it's like from a just a objective perspective, this side of my world is like now not gone, but like it is removed in a way, like it's pushed back. Yeah. And so I just need to fill that space. I've got all of this space in my energy field, in my life to fill with something else. And I'm really trying to be meticulous and like cultivate a really beautiful garden in that space filled with things that I truly love and that really set my soul on fire, that make me feel alive and feel connected. And it excites me. It really does. It makes me journal a lot more than I used to. And it makes me like think a lot more than I used to. But I don't know. So I'm just kind of on this journey to get to know myself, and it's been really cool. And I really encourage you to do the same thing, because at the end of the day, regardless of if you're in a relationship, if you have a best friend or seven best friends or no friends, whether you have your whole family or you have none of your family, like you are falling asleep and waking up with yourself every single day. And that should be the relationship that you tend to, not the, I'm not going to say the most, but with a lot of care. That should be a relationship that you tend with a lot of care because it's important. So yeah, that's been something that I've been working on. So I had that conversation with myself the other day while I was tripping. It was really nice. It was cool. And again, when I'm tripping, like I have those, I like to trip alone. I do. Because I can have those moments with myself. And I just talk out loud, honestly. Like I sat there and I recorded it. I have like an hour and 40-minute long video of me on this beach looking wretched as fuck because I just woke up and left. And I'm fucking just talking to myself like a psychopath. But I love it. I think it's really cool. And then I'll tell you about the rest of I'll tell you about the rest of my day that day. So my trip is pretty much over and I'm walking to my car. So I'm just like walking around the park that I'm at and I get to my car, I get in it, I drive down to town, which is literally like 2 minutes away. And it's like, mind you, 7:30, 8. Like, I think it was probably 8 o'clock when I got there. I had been there since 5 because I woke up at 3 and I like tried to go back to sleep. And then around 4, I was like, fuck it, let's go. And so I got down to the marina at like 5. And by 8 o'clock, I'm like done tripping. And like, it's a Sunday. So, like, in the town I live, the island town that I live on, nothing is open on Sunday, first of all. And nothing is open on Sunday at 8 a.m. except for one. And this is an exaggeration, but there was one cafe that I like was right next to. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go get a coffee and I'm just gonna hang out. So I went and I got a coffee. I like busted out my journal. I wrote a little bit. I drew. It was really fun. And then I go to my car and I'm on my way home and I'm driving the normal back roads that I always drive. Speed limit is 40. I'm going like 45, right? Cruise control, just chilling, singing my songs, windows down. And I have no time, no fucking time to even think, to even stop. There's no way that I could have missed it. A fucking deer runs out of the side of the road, like full sprint. And I hit this motherfucker. We hit each other. Because, yeah, we hit each other. And I've never hit an animal like that. I've never hit a dog. I've never hit a cat. Never hit a squirrel, fucking bird. Never hurt. Like never. And it was horrifying. I screamed. I was like, no! The motherfucker just got yeeted and I'm having like a flashback. The worst part about it, there are two things that I hate so much about it. Number one, the sound it made when it hit my car, because it's just like a thud, like the most just like the worst thud on metal. I hate the sound of like cars crashing. It's just like so it triggers me. And then the thing that I hate the most, what precedes it all, was that the fucking deer and I made eye contact right as it was happening. Like it looked me in my eyes and I saw its soul right as I fucking basically killed it. On accident, which is fucking worse. Like if I were killing it on purpose, I would have less remorse. But like, well, I wouldn't have any remorse if I was killing it on purpose, but like, I, yeah. And so now I have trauma when I'm driving by woods. I didn't even know what to do. I like screamed. I was like, no. I stopped my car and I like slammed on my brakes and stopped because there was no one around me. And mind you, like the deer was gone. It didn't lay in the road. It was just gone. And I looked in my rear view mirror to like see if it was on the ground. And its homie, like another deer, just trots, like not even, when I say trot, I mean like walking. walks across the road, all slow. I'm like, dude, if you would have just been chill like your homie, you wouldn't have gotten yeeted. But you had to be sprinting. I still don't think I've fully processed it. I feel really shitty, like really shitty about it. But I haven't really had time to like sit with myself and really process it. And I didn't know what to do. I was like, what the fuck do you do when you hit a deer? Like, my car's fucked up, but I don't really know what to do. So I called my mom. I was like, Mom, I just hit a deer. I don't know what to do. She was like, call the, what did she say? Call the fucking, I don't know, someone. And so I called 911 and I was like, oh, a ranger. She was like, call a ranger. And I was like, I don't know what that means. So I just called 911 and they sent a dude out, an officer. And he comes and he's like the most chill dude I've ever met in my life. He was so fucking chill. And he was like, so where'd it come from? And I was like, over there. He's like, where'd it happen? And I was like, back there, where all the parts of my car are. Because, like, just chunks of my car all over the place. And let me tell you, he's like, what's this? He points at my car. When I was getting out, okay, we're gonna backtrack a little bit. When I first went to get out of my car, I tried to open the door and I didn't know what happened. I didn't know if, like, I don't know what happens when you hit something. I didn't know if the deer like exploded and it was like all over my car or something. I didn't know if there was gonna be blood. I didn't know. I don't know. So I try to open my door and it won't really open. And I'm like, oh my God, there's gonna be like deer stuck in my fucking, like a deer leg just stuck in between my tire and my, like, and I can't open it and I'm gonna have to see this and I'm freaking out. And I take a breath. And I push the door open hard and I get out and there's nothing. I was like, what the fuck? So my car's just fucked up and that's why I couldn't get out. But I see fucking this brown substance all over my car. Like on the side fender, all up my rear, like not my rear view, is it my, not my rear view mirror, but like my side mirror on the driver's side. Just this brown substance. My window was open when it happened. My driver's side window was open. And so it's like on the, like, how do I explain this? Where the window would go up and like the door meets the framing, like it was like all right there, which is right next to my head, mind you. It's on the roof of my car, the interior roof, and all along like the back side on the trunk and shit. It's everywhere. And I realize it's deer shit. There's deer shit all over my car. And when I say all over, I mean all fucking over my car. And by the grace of God, I look myself in the mirror and I do like a checkup. Not a drop of deer shit got on me, but it was all over my I'm triggered. I'm triggered. I'm not okay. It was a whole fucking thing, dude. It was a whole fucking thing. I call the guy, he comes, he takes the report. He's like, there's not much I can do for you. If you need a tow, I can call you a tow truck, but it looks drivable. And I'm like, fuck it, I'm 2 minutes from my house. I'm just gonna go home. My dad came because I was kind of in shock when I called my mom, so she freaked out and she sent him to me. But that was good because my phone died and I needed to get pictures. So he came, pulled up, he gave me a charger. He made me feel better about it because he's a little jokester. So we joked together about it. Because it's kind of all you can do. Like, again, having not, like, I haven't processed the fact that I, like, probably killed an ant, like, an animal that I'm very fond of. But when you're in it, it's like, holy fuck, there's deer shit everywhere. My car is fucked up. Like, you're thinking about all these logistical things. That like I can kind of compartmentalize the that part of it, you know, the deer part of it. And so we're just like joking about how I scared the shit out of it. But it was a whole thing. I got my car home, took pictures, made a claim. Hopefully I can get that all sorted out, but that was an experience to say the least. And to have been like
right after a trip too, like it was a lot because emotionally I was just like more aware. And so like that eye contact really fucked me up. I don't know. But I don't know what I needed to learn from this situation. I don't know what I'm trying to, not with force and not with any like annoying need to know, but like I always try to see the bigger picture, the grand scheme of things. Like, what did I need to learn from this experience? What did I maybe need to like not do? Or like, you know what I mean? Like, because of this, I didn't know if my headlight was working or not. And so I was like, I'm not going to drive back and forth from work to where I live because it's like a 30-minute drive. So I was like, I'm just going to stay at my parents' house or with my friend and like just not be driving back and forth as much. And maybe that's a reason why, you know, maybe there's something that I needed to not be in my apartment for, not be around that area for. I don't know. But yeah, so I've been hanging out. I packed a fat bag and I've just been staying couch surfing. But again, that's where I feel so blessed to have like such like amazing parents and such a my little group of people is really dope right now. They just they got my backs, you know? And by little, I mean real little. We're keeping it real nice and tight lately. Small group. I wouldn't even call it a group. Oh. And it's funny because people resurface back in your life. And like, for me, I've been really trying to like prioritize my peace. And that's meant that I have unfollowed a lot of people and like silently said goodbye to a lot of people because I just genuinely don't want to be around anyone that's gonna serve like bad energy. Like if you don't fuck with me, if you don't want to pick from my apple tree, dog, then do not pick from my apple tree. And with that, it's like again, I love that metaphor. That's a Erykah Badu has a song called Apple Tree. If you haven't heard it, you should go listen to it. And it's basically like, if you don't want to get down with me, then you don't want to pick from my apple tree. And it's like, to me, the way I interpret that is, if you don't fuck with my thought process, if you don't fuck with me, like as a human being, who I am, how I show up, like you don't want to pick from apple tree. You don't want to pick from my thoughts. You don't want to pick from my creations, like everything that's from my brain, like you don't want it. So like in today's perspective, it's like unfollow me. If you don't fuck with me, like unfollow me. Don't pick from my apple tree. Don't listen to my music. If you don't fuck with me, don't pick from my apple tree. Like if you don't follow me, if you don't fuck with me, I don't know what I just said, but you get what I'm saying. I just don't have the space for it. I'm not gonna allow the space for it because I want to allow the space for that. Yeah, I'm manifesting this shit so hard, but I'm not, but I am. Like I'm releasing the want and like the need, because I'm a firm believer too that like when you focus on what you want in a specific way, you're acknowledging the lack of, which is attracting more lack, if that makes sense. But like, yo, you know, it would be fire, like a super chill, confident boss ass bitch woman that I super vibe with, who is like not intimidated by my confidence, who can inspire me and push me to be better, and who has room in her energy field to like love. You know what I mean? Like I want like a lovey friend that's gonna like be there for me and push me and is gonna be there for herself, show up for herself. That's a hard thing that I've been dealing with women is a lot of women do not show up for themselves, dude. They treat themselves like shit. They allow other people to treat them like shit. And I fucking hate that. I hate it so much. And there's only so much advice giving I can do. There's only so much like showing up for you that I can do as a friend? Because at the end of the day, people can only receive help if they want it. They can only receive advice if they want it. And by receive, I mean like take it. People can only take it if they want it. And like a lot of the times people ask for advice, but they don't really want to receive it. And I don't know. That's where I struggle with friends. And that's not me. It's hard, you know? It's a balance, because I don't want to act like you have to be in the perfect mental state to be my friend. No. But I'm on the hunt for like my soul sister that like I talk to, not necessarily, like I don't need to talk to you every day, but like, you know what I mean? Like I want a best friend in a woman, and I haven't had that in a long time. And I'm excited for the day that that comes. I'm holding space for that girl who's going to like come to my shows, you know, the girl that I can pull up with to my shows, who's like my ride or die bitch. And everybody knows that if I'm going, she's going, you know, like that's what I need. So I will be accepting applications. Headshots are required. I'm just joshing you. So yeah, that's kind of my little life update. But yeah, I have been kicking it with some good people. Like I said earlier, the person I spend most of my time with lately is a vibe, full of personality, inspires the fuck out of me, has been exposing me to so much good music. Fuck. That's a love language right there. Expose me to good music and I will be your loyal confidant. And hobbies too. Like we went skimboarding the other day, and that was probably the most fun that I've had since like I learned how to snowboard. It was so much fun. And like I'm a weirdo, because sometimes I don't show how much fun I'm actually having, and I need to work on that. But like I was having so much fucking fun, and I think that's like a new hobby that I really, really, really want to like make a hobby. You know, that's an activity I want to make a hobby, because I love the water. Like personally, if I could have every day, the perfect day for me, wake up, I have like a coffee and a smoothie and like a big bowl of fruit, and I fucking have a stretchy, fucking go to the water, to the beach, chill, fucking hang out, skim. That would be so much fun. Just fucking skimboard and swim and fucking, dude, surf. I want to learn how to surf so bad. And skimboarding is like mini surfing. It's so cool. Fucking lunch, a good sandwich, some sprouts, fucking journal, do something. I don't know. Something along those lines. Like, as long as I'm by the beach every day and I can put my feet in the ocean, dude, living good. I love that shit. And so that's like a really fun activity that I could just like do, you know, just do it mindlessly, get high and go fucking skimboard. So that's my vibe lately. That's what I'm trying to do, trying to make some moves, you know. And it's cool, but I'm very grateful to be exposed to cool shit that I've never done before. Super dope. And hopefully I can keep cultivating that cool relationship with myself, figuring out what I like and kind of just like solidifying the fine details of who I am as a human being, so that I can show up more authentically and more myself, which is like the biggest gift you can give to the world. And so that's my spiel for the day. My little life update. Be yourself. Be careful when you're driving around the woods, because you might hit a deer and it might fuck with your mental health. And do shrooms to open up your mind. Those are my three lessons on this beautiful Wednesday. I hope you have the best fucking day. I love you so much. If you're listening to this last minute of this
podcast, you are my favorite. You are my, me and you, we're BFFs. We're BFFLs, and I love you till the day I die. And also, I'm working on merch, and I have a show. If you want to see me perform live, I have a show on July 8th. You should definitely pull up at the Blue Room. It's going to be lit as fuck. I'm opening for the Nomads, which is a pretty dope thing. They're one of the bigger groups that I've opened for. So we're moving on up, baby. We're on the move, baby. We're on the move. So yeah, pull up to that. Follow me on Instagram. It's Tiana Sylvia, TyannaSylvia. And yeah, I'm pretty active over there. I'd love to get in touch with you, to chat with you, you know? I love that connection. So definitely let's be friends over there. And I'll see you on the flip, baby. Bye.
Hello. Oh, fuck. Starting off this one chaotic. No, I need to be more impeccable with my words. Look at me go. I am just, so much has happened since the last time that I've uploaded on this platform. It has been months. An entire summer has gone by. Mind you, probably the best summer of my life. So much happened. And honestly, I really should have been, like, it would have been so cool if I would have had all that documented, but it really doesn't matter. Everything happens for a reason. Flash forward a couple months. Now it's October. What the fuck? It boggles me how odd time moves. Time is so interesting for me because there are instances in my life where, like, summer, it felt like it went by so quickly when I look at it in hindsight. But when I'm looking at it from, like, the memories, it like felt like I lived 9 lives this summer and, like, transformed into, like, this, I don't know, a lot happened in such a short amount of time, and it felt so interesting. I'm sleepy. You're probably wondering, well, what happened, Tiana? I went on a lot of adventures. I did a lot of little shrooms trips, connected with myself and nature a little bit more. I like to think. And then on the back end of summer, like, and I, like, significant things happened. Like, I fell in love, yada, yada. We'll talk about that another time because that's a whole thing in itself. I flash forward to now, we're on the back end of summer, like the midst of fall, and I am feeling the repercussions of just living and not living with, like, not like a serious intention, but, like, not keeping my systems and habits in place that I know keep me healthy. I'm reaping the consequences of that, like, mentally, emotionally. It is so interesting how that stuff catches up to you. It's not just like a, you do it and you're done. It's like, you do it and then you feel good. And then you're like, oh, I feel good. So you stop doing things. And then because you stop doing things, you stop feeling good. You know what I mean? So I'm in that point of I've stopped feeling good. And it is fun to pull yourself out of trenches that you are so familiar with. It is, like, hard and easy at the same time. It's easy because, like, for me in my position, I've gone through this cycle a couple of times now. And so I'm very aware of it. I know what I have to do to get myself out of the funk. But it's hard to do those things because it's like going to the gym is one of them. Physical activity is one of them. It's like there's something about getting started that sounds so horrible or something like that. I don't know. It feels just, there's resistance. You know what I mean? There's resistance in the beginning, and then you have to, like, get past that to get to the good shit. or to get to like the stuff that's going to actually help you. And yeah, I've just been like not on my game, you know? But recently I've been better. I've been going to the gym more consistently, which is for me personally like a really big one. Going to the gym and taking magnesium and vitamin D are like two really big ones for me to start feeling better emotionally. I think they really help stabilize my mood, the combination of the three. Something that I've been adding in recently has been... oh my gosh. Something I've added in recently is this mushroom cordyceps blend, but it's got like many things in it. It's got like reishi and ashwagandha. It's like all a bunch of shit. But I've noticed that when I upped to 2 scoops of that a day instead of just one, my mood improved significantly. And I'll put the brand of the blend that I use in the description. It is so good. I put it in my coffee one time, couldn't even taste it. It was like good. Excuse me. I put it in my protein shakes lately, and that's just max. So it's like a tasty. I am just like yawning and hiccuping and like I'm not alive. But yeah, it's a very good blend. Tastes good. Is good for you. I listened to this podcast the other day. I really like Jay Shetty's On Purpose. I think that's such a good podcast. He was a monk, so he carries himself in this very like stoic is the wrong word, but there's just like this calm manner that I really enjoy. I feel like it keeps me centered when I listen to him, and like the way he explains things makes it easy for me to understand. But I was listening to his podcast with a psychologist, yeah, and I forget his name, but he's such a smart man. I will leave his name and the link to this podcast in the description as well, because it is so worth the listen. They were talking about brain health and how the brain affects the mind, and in some cases people separate the brain and the mind, but what they were saying is like you can't do that, because without a healthy brain you cannot have a sound mind, because what causes issues with the mind is issues with the brain or some shit like that. But it was very interesting. But it made me more aware of my brain health and like what am I doing to legitimately take care of my brain, because like it is an organ I use every single day. It's the one like one of two organs that like literally is keeping me a living conscious being. And like obviously everything in your body does that, but like your heart and your brain, like and then I was like, I need to start taking care of that better. And there were just a lot of points in that podcast that made me have a lot of little eye-opening moments, and like just realize I need to start taking better care of myself overall. And like I've noticed that when I really do get into a spiral, one of the biggest things that changes or changed before I like had that moment was my self-talk. I used to be heavy into the four agreements. Honestly, I would say that I still am. Do I practice them as often as I used to? No, but seasons of life, we're getting back into it. The four agreements, and one of those is to be impeccable with your word. When I read that book, I was going through a self-help journey, like a self-healing journey, that like when I read that agreement, it was primarily like obviously the words that come out of your mouth. Like I believe my words are spells. Like, they're so powerful, so I take them very seriously. Or at least I tried to. But when I read it, I thought primarily about my thoughts. I was like, I need to be impeccable with the speaking culture that is inside of my mind. And so, like, I stopped claiming emotions. So, like, and I've talked about this before, like, I don't like to say that I'm sad. I don't like to say that I'm anxious, because I am not. I'm just experiencing sadness. I'm experiencing anxiety. I'm, you know what I mean? Because I am not those things. I don't want to claim those things. Any I am should be followed by a positive statement, or a statement that is centered around growth and love. And so, like, I stopped doing that. In turn, this time around, when I started feeling a little bit more low vibrational, we'll call it, I had a hard time communicating that with myself, honestly, because I didn't want to be like, oh, I'm starting to get depressed again, or like, I'm feeling like, do you know what I mean? And I'm feeling depressed is like good, but I kind of like scratched the word depressed out of my vocabulary, because so badly did I want to just like expel it from my existence. Like, I didn't want it to exist in my world. And I had a conversation with my partner the other day, and he was like basically telling me that, like, it seems as though I haven't been letting myself feel. And I was like, see, there's the consequence. There's the consequence of trying to be okay all the time. Like, it is okay to not be okay. And there's simple things that, like, everybody, quote unquote, knows, right? But that does not mean that it's any less difficult to navigate. And yeah, seasons of life. Sometimes you fall off the horse. I think the biggest thing, though, like, no matter how many times you fall off, it is so important how many times you get back up. And so, like, this time, it's cool to watch myself grumpily pick up the pieces and teach myself how to do it this time. Because I feel like the times I've done it before, the first time that it happened, that I picked myself back up, I wasn't picking myself back up. Somebody else was. Grateful for them. So I learned a lot from them, but I didn't do the work myself. The second time this happened, it was not as intense, and I made significant life changes I tried to make significant life changes to fix it, and I thought it did, but I was just, like, masking. And this time, I think I'm reaping, like, the repercussions of it all. But it's cool. I mean, I'm still, like, a happy individual. You can't, like, I'm saying you can't take that from me, because that is something that I do claim. I do believe we are creatures of just, like, love energy. And to me, love energy is happiness. So when you can be rooted in that, you can be, like, rooted in happiness. And then it's, like, nothing can really shake you. That doesn't mean you're going to be happy, giddy-go-lucky all the time. You know what I mean? And that's where I haven't been soft with myself. I haven't been graceful with myself. Is I was taking myself too seriously. And I was forcing myself to be happy all the time, when that is not feasible. It's a lot. Adulting is a lot. Also, living on my own for the first time and going through it too, is interesting, because a lot of the time, like, I would just go and, like, vent to my mom, but I don't have my mom there all the time. And then I've also developed this thing where it's like, oh, my problems aren't everybody else's problems, so I'm gonna keep my problems to myself. But every time that I don't express myself, I'm doing damage to all the work I did to my fucking throat chakra, because I've spent so much time trying to unblock it, because I feel like that's one of my
if I look deep internally, I feel like one of my biggest lessons in this life is to learn how to fully express myself without, unapologetically express myself. And I think in certain ways I'm viewed as really good at that, which is funny. But when it comes to specific emotions, I have a really hard time. When it comes, like, there's just certain areas in my life where I really struggle with that. I always really have. They've improved as I've grown and I've done a lot of work, but there's still a lot of work to be done, in my opinion. And it's just like, it's like, I don't know. And I guess that's where I get a little bit disappointed in myself too, because it's like, and not actually disappointed. Take everything I say with a grain of salt. Disappointed, for lack of a better word, in myself, because I'm like, I don't even know why. I totally lost my train of thought right there. Huh. It's so interesting. And I take little instances like that, like, heavily as well. I'm like, I wasn't supposed to say that. Like, I wasn't supposed to have that thought. That thought doesn't belong in my ether. Whatever I was gonna say doesn't belong. And like, I don't know. And that's where I try to be impeccable with my thoughts and words. I need to be better at it. I need to start just like listening to myself a little bit more, catching myself a little bit more often, keeping myself in check. I don't know. Fall, my mom told me that fall is a time of introspection and just reflection. And so this is my introspection, reflection on how I've been feeling this fall. It's a very cycle of me. Like, I always, it seems that I often feel this way once the weather shifts. And so it always makes me wonder if it is just like seasonal sadness. But I also, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see if the exercise and the vitamins helps. And then my self-talk. And also my eating habits. And also everything else. Nah, please. But yeah, that's how I'm doing, if you were wondering. Just kind of floating, trying to navigate the little mess that I have let accumulate in my mind. It's a hard life. It's a hard life. Being an adult in America is a hard life. For its own reasons, it is. I'm sure more people relate to it than I anticipate, which is why we do this, Naked Thoughts, because vulnerability is how we connect. We are creatures of connection, and this is how we do that. So this is me hopefully doing my part to humanity, sharing my hard-to-communicate emotions with people that probably don't give a fuck. Anyways, okay, I'm gonna go because I'm gonna go. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. I know about 80% of the people that are going to make it to this point in the podcast. I think I know who you are, and I love you. I love you more than anything, baby, I swear. Yeah, and I'm going to start doing this more. I think this is good for me. I think the whole audio journal thing is something that had helped me express a lot more. So there, I'll be back on my shit. But I hope you're doing well, and I hope you either felt heard or seen, or I said something that is a tool for you that you're going to use to better yourself or someone you love. I don't know. Okay, bye.